At last, the Constitution is finished. But if a super-duper big tragedy happens, this entire document goes out the window. Said no founding father ever. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Mr. Bloom has 2 minutes.
I rise again, I'm afraid, to make the same old hoary speech that I've been making here for several years. And that is, it is my opinion that you do not really understand the concept of banking. All the banks are broke. And why are they broke? It isn't an act of God. It isn't some sort of tsunami. They're broke because we have a system called fractional reserve banking, which means that banks can lend money that they don't actually have. It's a criminal scandal, and it's been going on for too long. And most of the problem starts in politics and central banks, which are part of the same political system. We have counterfeiting, sometimes called quantitative easing, the artificial printing of money, which if any ordinary person did, they'd go to prison for a very long time. And yet governments and central banks do it all the time. Central banks repress the amount of interest that rates are, so we don't have the real cost of money. And yet we blame the retail banks for manipulating LIBOR. The sheer effrontery of this is quite astonishing. It's central banks that manipulate interest rates, Commissioner. So when banks go broke through their own incompetence and chicanery, the taxpayer picks up the tab. It's theft from the taxpayer. And until we start sending bankers, and I include central bankers and politicians, to prison for this outrage, it will continue.
Hi there, welcome, Kate Daly Show. Man, I got a humdinger for you today because Chris Ann Hall, constitutional expert and attorney, is with us, and I'm so happy about that because she's great. She's fantastic and comes to us from the Chris Ann Hall Show. If you don't have this show, you ought to, because it will inform you and educate you in a way that I don't think anyone can on the Constitution, hands down. And I really always appreciate her efforts. I have Uncle Milty with me, and also make sure you get your balance of nature, make sure that you're picking up that supplement. It is amazing. Have it in your food storage, whatever. It's amazing. And it's got 31 fruits and vegetables dehydrated down into a couple of caplets that you can take. And it's awesome. It'll really help you and help your health, too. But I have Chris Ann Hall. And I'd actually want to talk a little bit, Chris Ann, about martial law, because I had this in a post to kind of wake people up. It was a point I was trying to make. I wasn't saying we were actually in martial law, because there's lots of different kinds of little phases of martial law, too. But I think it's interesting because we need to kind of identify. I think by the time I actually was under full on Red Dawn martial law, I wouldn't be able to tell anybody. So I'm just kind of sounding the alarm bell that we're in a voluntary medical situation where we're actually volunteering right now to be shut in. And I think that there's a problem with that. I can still do things. So I still have some of my freedoms, and that's fine. That's great, except for the fact that they're able to do this and really incapacitate people and the economy right now and ruin businesses. So I'd love to get your thoughts, and welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. Well, the first thing that I would say to you is that you're absolutely correct about the voluntary part of it. Mm-hmm. I have been volleying calls from all over the country, and the first thing that I tell people is, look, you've got to read these orders.
Right.
You've got to read your shelter in place.
Yes.
Because unless you actually live under Commie Newsom or, you know, New York City, it's quite likely that your order is not what you think it is.
Yeah, it's an ask.
It is not what the media actually is saying that it is.
It's an ask. It's not a this you're ordered by, which, you know, I think that's important. And I think it's weird that the rest of the, let's say, lawmaking, I hate calling them officials, in the state act like it's a mandate. It's not. It's not a mandate.
No.
So, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
And most of them are suggestions. Some of them are orders, mm-hmm, with actual, I hate to say teeth, but most of them are like, we're going to give you a warning if you don't go home.
Yeah.
And the majority of them are completely unenforceable, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because what happens is, you get pulled over. They have so many exceptions. The officer says, why are you on the streets? You say, I'm on my way to an essential service. Mm-hmm. And then the officer says, okay, thank you, goodbye, right?
Right.
Because these orders do not contain they're not legislation, so they haven't been taking the time to do the legislation, and they have not created the means by which to prove, right? There's no statutory requirement to prove what you're saying is true.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is the officer pulls you over, and then you say, hey, I'm on my way to essential service. And if the officer tries to make you prove anything, he has no legal he has no legal guidelines to actually create that proof.
Right.
It's what we call in the legal field unbridled discretion. And the courts do not support a law enforcement officer with the discretion to determine what the evidence of a crime is.
So he, since he doesn't know what papers to ask for, he can't ask for them.
Right.
Okay.
Now, full disclosure, that doesn't mean you're not going to get an officer that's, you know, full of himself or full of herself and wants to arrest you anyway. Okay. But you have to understand that happens every single day,
right.
Not during just states of emergency. That happens every single day. Officers arrest people when they're not supposed to.
Yeah.
So I'm not telling you you're not going to get arrested. I'm just telling you legally what should be happening.
Okay. Yeah. And I think for me, whenever I refer to that, I don't think people realize that we're actually voluntarily doing this too. I mean, we're losing liberty and they don't even have to actually, I don't think, get to the point of martial law. We're giving it away so fast. It doesn't even, they're not even going to have to do that ever. Giving it away.
Our county just passed what they call safe at home.
Safe at home?
Stay at home. It's okay. Safe at home.
Oh my gosh.
Safe at home. The safe at home order / suggestion says, no businesses are shut down.
Okay.
The only businesses that have to choose not to have business are the businesses that cannot maintain social distancing standards. Now, if you are an essential business on the accepted essential business list, you don't even have to meet social distancing order. And our sheriff has been mad about this the whole time. He's like, look, I'll do what I can, but y'all are nuts. I can't enforce this. I don't have the manpower. Uh-huh. I don't have the resources. So I just want everybody to be on notice. I am not turning this county into a police state.
Right.
So
right.
Just mind your business and be smart.
But you and I know that it's the full-on progressive liberals that want to come over and mace you because you're at a park. I mean, they don't even have to do a police state. They got enough crazies out there that are so wound up in this thing that they're actually doing death threats if you take a walk or walk your dog. That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, which is crazy because my assistant in Texas, when her county did their stay-at-home order, the stay-at-home order exempted dog walking.
Oh, my gosh.
So you can violate the stay-at-home order as long as you walk your dog, but the churches have to be closed.
Yes, you can, and you can go into a post office, which never had the threat of closing, and you can stand a foot from each other in a post office or have 50 people in a post office. But how dare you go sit in a restaurant booth that is about 4 or 5 feet away from the next restaurant booth, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Just making sure.
Here's the thing. I just want everybody to know this, and I hope everybody who's listening to this takes this to heart, because one of the things that I've been doing this week is I have been working with a national firm, Liberty Council, with attorneys there to help establish legal precedent for our churches to stay open in spite of these orders. And we have been working very, very hard. And if any church, any pastor wants to stay open in spite of these laws, you need to contact either me or Liberty Council, and we will get you set up in a defensive position so that you can have church.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And yeah,
because the church is an essential service, and it's always been an essential service.
Well,
and for the for the people like Fort Bend, Texas, who specifically said that churches must close down, but then exempted liquor stores.
Grocery stores. You can be in a grocery store. You can go to your local Walmart, no problem, but sit in a church together? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's impossible.
Can I give you an analogy that came to me last night?
Please.
So, Coach, you guys know that I was a Russian linguist in the Army.
Yes.
And that we not only studied the language, we studied the culture. So I know a lot about Russian history.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually posted this on social media because it hit me hard last night. In 1940, USSR, okay?
Uh-huh.
The government was in charge of the businesses, but provided funding for food, shelter, and provided jobs. In 1940, USSR, you had to stand in line for toilet paper. And the churches were closed down, but the vodka flowed freely.
Oh my
Fast
gosh.
Forward to 2020 USA, right?
Ooh, yeah.
The governments are now in charge of the businesses, but promising to fund our food, our shelter, and to reimburse our businesses. Not only that, Americans are standing in line for toilet paper, and churches are deemed non-essential, but liquor stores are deemed essential. Please tell me that communism has not come to America now.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just digesting what you just said. Yeah. What can we say? I mean, we have President Fauci running our nation, apparently. We've got complete and total government access to business now. And you can loot trillions, because we have more trillion-dollar bills going to pass. Nobody cares that money's going to NASA or the John F. Kennedy Center or anything. Nobody cares about the looting. Nobody even cares.
$1 million to the guy who holds the door in the Senate, the door opener, the doorman at the Senate gets $1 million.
That's a new one. I hadn't heard that one.
$23 million extra dollars for congressional salaries. Do you know what this new budget does? It does not support local businesses. It supports government businesses. And my husband and I were talking, why do we have to fund government businesses additional, or government agencies additional money? Government agencies never lost money. Their budget is set until October. And even the people they sent home as non-essential are still getting paid.
Yep.
So why do we have to send them $23 million more?
Amen, sister. I have no idea. But I know that this bill was written far in advance. This is no surprise bill. They worked on this for a long time before we had this. They really did. They couldn't have spun it out this quick,
well,
right?
Well, they have these things.
Yeah.
Always in
like the
waiting,
Patriot.
Because they know a crisis will come.
Yes, yes. We never were the same after the Patriot Act, too, and we won't be the same after this. We might actually get up and rolling in a 10 to 15 days because they can't keep this up forever right now on us. But I don't know if you disagree with that. I'm going to come right back and beg you to stay. One second. I'm going to be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
While storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us all swear allegiance to a land that's still.
I've got Chris Ann Hall with me for a few minutes, and I've got Uncle Milty with me. And let me just tell you, that's a fantastic song by Madison Rising. You know, I'm not feeling super free. I feel kind of free. And I just hope people can see through the insanity. And I hope that we as a nation can see the insanity after President Fauci, who thinks he's president, actually came out and said, now we're looking at corona as seasonal. Yeah, duh. It's a cold virus. Anyway, I'm hoping that we see it. Chrisanne, thoughts? I don't even know what to say anymore.
You mean Overlord Fauci? That's what I've been calling him, Overlord Fauci.
He loves a good virus.
Look, here's my prayer and my plea. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that this is not a problem that Kate Daly listeners have, but I know it's a problem that Kate Daly listeners have with other people.
Yes.
My prayer is that for some miracle happen overnight and the wind of rational thought sweep through the minds of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not being rational.
Nope.
And, but that's the symptom of fear. That's how they use their power, right? Because fear takes what would normally be a rational thinking person and making them mind-numbingly irrational.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, I know I've lived in situations of fear in my life, and I've had to battle with my mind being completely off the rails.
Right.
But here's the thing. We can't sustain this. Mm-hmm. And when we have tyrannical leaders imposing unnecessary rules and regulations, we are not Italy.
Yep.
We are not Spain. My goodness, we are nowhere Europe. We are Americans.
Yes.
And Americans are not going to roll over and take it the way Europeans do. My goodness. It hasn't been that long since most European countries have gotten rid of kings and queens, and some of them still have them. So we haven't had one of those in over 200 years.
Yeah.
And the people are going to get tired of these lockdowns when they keep looking around in the neighborhood and seeing nobody dying and start realizing, you know, I'm starving to death because the government is stupid and I'm not going to take this anymore.
And
that's what Americans are going to do.
Thank you. Amen. And guess what the death rate in America is right now? It is 0.0000035. That is the death rate in America right now, while New York is claiming not enough morgue space in their state alone, with just 13 people they say are dead from this. Let me just say, there's five zeros, 0.0000035. This is the death rate in America and why we are shutting down the economy and looting the coffers.
All right, let me go on the record here to make a prophecy. And
okay.
I don't do this. But when we get to the end, and this is a nothing burger.
Okay.
And now I'm just condemned, right? Because I said nothing burger.
Right.
And everybody's like, I'm a hater. I want people to die in the streets and the bodies to line up or whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Get over yourself. Let me make this prediction.
Okay.
When we get through this and we're not Italy, when we're not Italy, it's going to be, oh, look what we did to save you because we did all of this. We acted quickly.
Yep.
We shut you down. You need to be thanking us for this. When in reality, let me give you a little statistic here.
Mm-hmm.
South Korea has 52 million people in a geographical area the size of Minnesota. Okay?
Okay.
Minnesota only has 5 million people. So if you take Minnesota and you shove it with 52 million people, you have South Korea.
Okay.
South Korea is in the hotbed of the coronavirus outbreak, and they're already getting out of it. They're already seeing reduced infections and reduced mortality rates, and they never once issued a stay-at-home order, and they never shut down a single business.
Amen, sister. Amen. That's all. Amen.
How is it that South Korea has more liberty than America?
Yep.
It's unbelievable. I know. And I can't wrap my head around it. I don't know why people aren't waking up. We've identified Corona since 1960. And look at us. We, our founding fathers gave up everything. They fought a bloody revolution against the biggest empire of the world to give us America. And we're afraid of a cold virus. A cold virus. We're giving it up for this.
Before I go, let me drop in just one little piece of historical trivia for all those federal supremacists out there who want to say, well, the founders would have intended our federal government to get involved in a pandemic at this level. No, they wouldn't. Because if they would, they would have.
Yeah.
Because, you see, these people walk around acting like, you know, we invented pandemics in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, our founding fathers didn't know about this, but they had smallpox And by goodness, the bubonic plague was in 1413. So don't tell me they didn't know about plagues and pandemics. They intentionally kept that power from the federal government because of what we're seeing now.
Amen, sister. Thank you, yep. And have a great show. Thank you. Chris Ann Hall.
Thank you.
ChrisAnnHall.com.
God bless
Thank you.
You.
Check out her show. She's so good. I only laugh because I have to laugh because it's so pathetic and unbelievable, you guys. So let me just read you a few of the headlines today, and keep in mind that only 0.0000035% of our entire country, they say, has died from corona, okay? These are the headlines. Which patient gets the ventilator? Doctors have tough choices ahead, from the Herald. CNBC, Powell on whether the Fed has enough firepower. We're not going to run out of ammunition. ADN, hospitals across U.S. consider universal do not resuscitate orders for corona patients. Now, keep in mind, there's only 150 deaths in all of America when they say that. Okay. And then ABC, New York approves ventilator splitting, allowing hospitals to treat two patients with one machine. Keep in mind that we have 100,000 ventilators in this country. Pittsburgh, supermarket forced to destroy more than 35,000 in food after woman intentionally coughs all over it. Axios, when $2.2 trillion is not enough. This comes to us from The Hour. U.S. deaths from corona top 1,000. And incomplete reporting from authorities in anguish from those left behind. Let me just put it right here that you really do have to be run over by your electric motor. It basically is about the same statistic in America to die from that or corona. And NBC News, this is a war. Headline news. This is a war. New York City doctors describe fight against coronavirus as cases surge. And keep in mind, 97% to 99% of cases aren't in a hospital. They are totally fine. They don't have any symptoms. They are walking around or they're drinking Gatorade for a couple of days.
So they've surged. In the entire country, we have 1,150 cases
of dead. Of pretty fine people walking around.
No, they're dead. The 1,150.
Oh, yes.
Dead,
1,150
right?
of the whole.
Do you know how many
country.
People die each and every day in New York City?
How many?
160.
But they had 13 deaths, so they don't have any morgue space. Just making sure I got it right.
Each and every day, 160 people die in New York City.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Hi, caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, Kate, if I hear one more time, mm-hmm. one more person say, we're all in this together, form a puke.
You and me both. Thank you.
Well, there's a guy with a strong stomach. I puked two days ago.
I know. I'm so right here with you. I don't even know. I'm right here with you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
So I just heard that tomorrow the governor's going to shut down the state.
Yeah. Depending on what state you're in, yes.
How much more of this are we going to put up with?
I'm not quite. You got me.
We got to vote out every one of them bastards because it's getting ridiculous.
Thank you.
Yep.
I know. You know those headlines were written so that they can get more money, right? Because it won't land. They'll say there's not enough. They're creating such hype and turmoil in the country. This won't be enough. You have to keep the headlines running high. If you don't, then everyone goes, well, why do you need more money? Why do you need more money? That would be ridiculous, right? You don't need more money.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why. It's just that effort over and over. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
I just wanted to correct your percentage for the population of Utah that's infected.
Mm-hmm.
It's announced 423 positive cases.
Yep.
So that makes it 0.00141%.
Oh,
in Utah.
Instead of the 0.00127?
Instead of 127.
Yeah, thank you. I'm so...
By the latest numbers. So that's a good reason to shut down the entire state of Utah, isn't it?
I can certainly understand it now. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Yes, and if you're listening from another state, you got to be saying the same thing. I know you do. I know you do, because I know that the numbers are pretty similar. And there's no reasoning behind this. You know that. So you can't really look for the reasoning anymore. That's gone. You just have to, you have to understand that people will believe what they're told. They believe the media in two cases. Now, they always know they're lying, but in two cases, nope, they're always telling the truth, and that is your health, then that is foreign policy. The media is always telling the truth in those two areas. And then if you think that the Republicans are going to be much better in this nonsense of the $1 trillion, I illustrated this for a local crowd, but in the House bill that Nancy had approved, it was $300 million to the National Endowment of Arts, okay? Well, the compromise, instead of taking that out and saying, are you kidding me, for Corona, the Republicans said 75 in a Republican-controlled Senate. They said 75. They didn't take it out. So don't ever tell me that both sides aren't playing for the same team, ever, because here is proof right in front of our faces, and no one is talking about that.
You know, once a number becomes a 0.0-something percentage,
yeah,
it's insignificant.
Yeah. Yep.
It's insignificant.
Yep, it's insignificant. And I'm sorry, New York, you're not running out of morgue space. And there aren't two people to a ventilator. We have 100,000 of them in this country. That's a real stat. I'm not joking. There's 100,000 of them. If you only have, and just look at the numbers, if you only have 1,150 people that have died, okay, and you only have about 2,000 or so people in critical condition in this country, critical or serious, not even all critical, think about how many of them would be on ventilators at any one time in the entire country. In the entire country. And you tell me if 100,000 ventilators isn't enough. This is why we're noticing the hype. This is why. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I look at balance of nature and I look what it's doing for me and for the patients that I have that are taking it. And it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy they have. If we give you the proper nutrients, your body's able to produce what it needs. And here's a product from Balance of Nature that basically makes it so you get the nutrient equivalent of eating 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are changing.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I have to say this because you're just gonna shake your head. And I just, okay, in the stimulus bill, because we're on a wild goose chase, you know that, right? There's all these different bills and the links are endless to find the actual draft legislation, and they look like they're working so hard and fighting over it, and it's all fake. So here's the deal. You were asking, you know, what's in the bill? The $25 million for the, what's it called? The Kennedy Arts, the Kennedy Center.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never guess the explanation they gave for this. You ready? Are you ready for this? Hold on to your hat. This is because they want to still perform digitally, because I guess somebody does, I guess they can't just, I don't know, hold up a phone and do a Facebook Live, or they can't, because they just did $250 million overhaul. Okay. They did a $250 million overhaul, but they don't have enough to be able to perform and then have everybody stream live stream it. Okay. And the $25 million is a little bit for that, but it's mostly for, are you ready for this? The deep cleaning of the Kennedy Center for Corona.
Because Corona.
The last time I checked, the bleach that they would need to cover the Kennedy Center is going to run about $25 million. And the Kennedy Center, which nobody's ever had a case of Corona, which you can't even transmit it that way because nobody's been inside of it because they closed it, mind you. The cleaning, vacuuming, washing the windows, and cleaning it is going to cost $25 million.
Look,
yes.
Even if 1 month ago,
yeah,
the place was packed and everybody in it had coronavirus, by leaving and leaving it shut for 2 weeks, it would be clean again. The virus is not immortal.
I'm sorry.
It's not immortal.
If we just, you know what? I'm probably giving people more stress by telling them what's in the bill. I was just thinking about this. I'm not trying to give you more stress, but it's just so asinine that I had to tell you because to clean the Kennedy Center, to vacuum it and to clean it, you need $25 million. That's the whole point. So I also wanted to note that mayor of Chicago right there where we're live, Lori Lightfoot. Oh, you darling honey, you
like her.
Delivered a stern warning. Yes, it's pretty stern. To those who even continue to get together during this COVID-19 pandemic, we will shut it down and you may be arrested. You can, and I quote, stay at home, only go out for essentials. You have to readjust your thinking. Be smart. Not only will our police be deployed to shut you down if you are not abiding by these orders, we will be forced to shut down the parks and lakefront. The situation is deadly serious, and we need you to take it deadly seriously. She sounds like a winner. And she also said, exercising, spending long periods of time outdoors is not allowed. And either is going into closed spaces in the fresh open air, like a playground. So I'm just here to tell you. Also, parks and open space are here for your enjoyment, but keep your distance. If anyone out there has a string where you could mark the 6 feet, you'll be ever so popular at your neighborhood park because everyone will buy it for like a dollar because they just want to make sure they keep that social distancing up. And I'm sorry, Chicago, that you're having to go through this. And I'm sorry that you've got a complete loon for a mayor. What can we say?
Did she explain to the people of Chicago that if they pick their nose too deep, they can injure their brain?
I'm sure she'll be on it because she sounds like a winner. And she sounds like the kind of gal that just has actually zero problem telling people what to do. So you don't. There's no federal Gestapo here, you guys. This is local. You got Fauci. He's the Gestapo, you know, just on the microphone. This is all coming down from the local people that you all hired, that I hired. Mm-hmm. And the nonsense. My mayor came out and said that we don't want 10 or more people in a grocery store. That's how idiotic this place is. So I'm so, so sorry, Chicago. It's like, what do I even say at this point?
Do you know anybody that's gotten any money yet?
No.
Interesting, because Nancy Pelosi said she doesn't even think we've seen the end of direct payments yet. We haven't seen the beginning.
Oh, the dependency's just starting.
But she's calling for a fourth coronavirus bill.
A fourth. Hi, they just got $8.3 trillion. Everybody remembers that, right? Like what, 2.5 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago? Anyway, hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right, or billion, I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hi there. Go right ahead.
Well, I just was listening to you. You were talking about the $300 million for the Endowment for the Arts.
Yes.
And instead of taking it out, they negotiated down to $75 million.
Yes.
And then you said something about
25.
And that was in a Republican-controlled Senate.
Yes. Yes.
Well, it may or may not make any difference at all, but it occurs to me that the Republicans don't control the Senate.
Apparently.
Unless everybody's healthy.
Apparently.
Not all the Republicans are there.
No. In fact, you'll always hear the excuse, we were held hostage. They're always held hostage. Nobody has a bone of courage. The only bone of courage I ever see is possibly sometimes Rand Paul. He'll stand up and he'll say no. That's about it.
Right. But no, what I mean is that we've got, five or six Republicans that are out sick that can't go in and vote.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Under that corona quarantine watch. Perfectly
right.
Healthy.
And so right now, there is no Republican-controlled Senate. Because it wasn't, don't I remember that first vote, like it was 47-47 or something like that?
Yeah, the impeachment. Yeah. Yep. So, you're right.
So there was no... You're right. So the Republicans don't control the Senate right now.
Great point. I guess there's no technology. You know all those trillions they take? I guess there's no technology to phone in a vote.
Yeah.
Right. We're in the dark ages. They send a pigeon and hope it gets there someday with a message. That's great.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you.
Have a good day, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
And why is it that so many Democrats in Congress got sick?
Uh-huh.
I mean, so many Republicans, but no Democrats. Did any Democrats get sick?
No, only one in the House. And he's really vocal about it and hits all the talk shows because he's so sick.
So the only ones that really matter are the Republicans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, yesterday I cited a statistic, and I just want to make sure in this hour, I said 24 or 26 million people died from the flu. It was actually 26,000. I so apologize for that. One of the listeners corrected me, and I couldn't believe. You know, I got a lot of stats in my head, and I know that's no excuse. It's just that I'm repeating a lot of numbers, and I am so sorry for that, because I hope anyway, anytime I ever make an error like that, I will always correct it, just so you know. But it's 26,000 people have died from the flu as of January when that came out, but nobody seems to care about those people. Those people are insignificant next to the 1,150 that have died to corona. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Mayor Pike's an idiot.
Yeah, I know. And in fact, we're on the national show, and let me just tell you, every mayor is acting like an idiot.
Yes.
Every single mayor is acting like an idiot in this country. But you know what? This is where we all voted him in. If this isn't proof enough that your local elections matter the most, they're the ones having the most effect on your daily life. Because I'm telling you, this is not federal right now. Nobody's saying a word federally. This is all county and state. And the county will use the BS that the state's making them or the health department's making them. Do you ever remember voting in the health department as the governor of your state? Of course you didn't. So our local elections, no matter where you're listening to this show from live right now, matter more than federal ever will. Yeah, they're looting the coffers big time. And the states are standing there with their little paws out for the money. And they're doing everything they were told to do for that cash. So you got a lot of governors and a lot of city and county. I hate calling them officials because I think they're complete nimrods. But they're all standing there going, give me some money. What do you want me to do next? Can you pull the right puppet string or the left puppet string? I'm willing to say whatever it takes to get the cash. We have sold our souls. And I just hope that resonates, if nothing else does. I just hope that does. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, I take some Christian publications that point out that many times Christian churches are shut down by the communist regime in China.
Yeah, right.
Boy, we left the door open for them. Golly, they can point to us now and say, they've shut them all down in the United States.
So. Yeah. No, I'm with you. Thank you. I'm with you. It's remarkable what's happening. And we need to get our reasoning back. I wrote something to all of those that are so entrenched into the COVID-19 scare. And it was basically this. It was, look, you know, it's nice, you know, that my fellow American hand-washing professionals that we've all become, but you do not need to join the Hitler Youth. Did you know that we all had a cold in our life? Did you know that we all pretty much had the flu? The whole nation. I know, it's crazy. And we all survived chicken pox. We all survived a lot of things. And we're afraid of a cold virus? Did you know that 97 to 99% of the people that get this are just fine? Have we lost our minds? We got to get rationality back. There's people running around doing death threats over people exercising in a park. I had a friend that got a mace threat. We want to come mace you because he ate food outside. Mm-hmm. We've lost our heads and we're giving in to all of it. We are. We're giving into it. What do you do?
Well, are you sure they didn't mean the spice?
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, I apologize. I just turned you on, and I don't know if you've looked at this before, but I looked just to be curious today at the occurrence of this stuff in Italy.
Yes.
And actually crunched the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst place in the world, the undisputed worst place in the world, the occurrence of even having a positive test is 0.0725%, which means
yes.
72 mm-hmm. people out per 100,000 test
yes.
positive, 94% of them are mild. It says mild or
yes.
whatever. And I'm like, so we have a hospitalization rate that's almost nothing.
Yeah. And let me tell you this too, okay? Because I even went further than that. And all my stuff comes from the ISS, which is the Italian Health Institute, okay? Did you know that they stopped reporting flu as of February 9th? They had 763,000 cases of active flu. They stopped reporting on any deaths and only claim COVID-19 deaths since February 9th.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
So that doesn't surprise me. That they always play with numbers. Governments
yep.
always do yeah. whatever they want to do to
I know.
Get the numbers that they need or whatever entity. But the question that I've had multiple issues, but one of the ones I've had recently is how every politician talked endlessly about how essential it was to get a stimulus package done so that we can save everything in the world. And in my mind, I'm like, no, what we just need to do is open business back up and stop having, I don't know, fascist dictatorial control over who can and can't open and what they can and can't sell.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's what you need. You don't need a stimulus. You just need to open, let the business run itself, and this will take care of itself.
Yep.
That's my 2 cents today.
Yeah, we don't need money from a $2 trillion. We're taking it all and giving you the pennies that's left. What we need to do is go to work. We need to go to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's easy. It's
yeah,
it's simple.
It would end this huge unemployment problem that we're having right now. What is it?
Yeah.
300,000 people
yeah.
or 30,000
yeah.
people, whatever.
They cause the unemployment. They cause the unemployment,
yeah,
and then this is their solution. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I know.
And it's essential. Just remember, it's essential. There's not one politician that doesn't talk about the essential nature of it.
Oh, I know.
I think we should essentially get the heck out of them all out of there. This is the other issue that I have. This was fun. I heard this today. I'm sorry I'm taking so much time.
Yeah, I only have about 10
this
more seconds.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is the fun, stupid thing today. One of my clients had the daughter, was walking on the beach in Los Angeles, got a $425 ticket because she was walking too close to her friend who she was talking to.
Oh, dear Lord.
Not,
oh, dear Lord.
Mom today. Anyway.
I don't even know what to say. Thank you. Oh, boy. You guys,
well,
we're selling our souls.
That would be a ticket I never pay.
Yeah, we're selling our souls for this. And Chicago, I'm so sorry you have such a lunatic mayor. And all the mayors are acting like this. You're not the only one. And we all get the unfortunate mayor that steps up and says, because we got to do it because the health department. And it becomes this new commandment for everybody, I guess. At some point in this, we'll look around and we'll go, gosh, not everyone's dying around me. I wonder why we're doing this. Thanks, you guys. On to the next hour. And boy, we'll take your calls, too. I love hearing from all of you. It's awesome. Thank you for that. KateDallyRadio.com. You can get the podcast and share these. Recorded versions of this live show that you're listening to right now is at KateDallyRadio.com.